Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday. It is Friday, December the 15th, 2017, and I am coming to you from Malaysia. I've been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I've been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months. And this can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Now, on to the synopsis of today's show. So I'm going to start by talking about a rather unpleasant and grim prediction for the future, which is that Germany is again rather successfully trying to take the reins of Europe into its hands. This has happened already twice in the last century. We have to hope that it doesn't succeed, but I'm going to give you quite a long treatise on why this is in fact in the process of happening as we speak. Then I'm going to talk about the traps of consumerism. The idea that, frankly, which is rather obvious, society needs to produce more than it consumes. And, of course, we all know that the consumer is predominant in that respect. And I am concerned by the ultimate future, which is getting very close now to the Armageddon aspect of this, especially given the amount of debt which is being taken out to produce this consumerism in the absence of the fruits of production, which are simply not there. They've gone to other countries like China, Vietnam, Mexico. But anyway, I'll be talking about that quite a lot. Then I'll be giving you a word about the tax cuts and the recent developments there. Then I have more to say. I've talked a lot about this, but I have yet more to say about the absurd obsession with contact with Russians. This is not leading to a good place, and I have a little bit, not much, but I have something to add to that. I mentioned the plight of small business on my last show. I just have a few more words about that, which I should have probably included last week, but didn't. As you know, the Russians are being blamed for Clinton's failures, and a lot of people actually sign up for this, so we need to say a very quick word about that. a letter from a listener, which I thought worthy of your attention. Then finally, we will talk about how Americans are rightly outraged over revelations that Congress spent $17 million since 1997 to pay off and muzzle victims of congressional sexual misconduct and other abuses. What we are only now just beginning to understand is that the US government has been spending vastly more, effectively bankrolling sexual atrocities in Afghanistan and brazen violation of US law. So we'll finish with that for today. So should be an interesting and fruitful discussion. Right, well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I will be back with you on Monday, so have a wonderful weekend. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.